Oh. to celebrate the seventh Sunday in ordinary time. I ask you now to take a moment to greet and welcome one. Our celebrant for this evening's Mass is Father O'Sullivan. The outline for today can be found on page 30 in the Breaking Bread book. Our entrance song is in Breaking Bread number 411, All Are Welcome. Again, number 411, All Are Welcome.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Sacrifice or offering you wished not. ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come.
Are members of Christ, but whoever is joined with the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Avoid immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, but that you have been purchased at a price? Therefore, glorify God in your body. The way of the Lord.
Standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" Jesus said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. Now it was about 4 PM, and Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus, and Jesus looked after him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. As we all know so well, in a few months we'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. I'm sure it's been well known because of its discovery and its bringing up the artifacts of it, which are being shown all over the world. But as the day draws near in April, we certainly had another disaster. I'm sure you saw it in the news. A cruise ship carrying over 7,000 passengers and a couple thousand employees sunk right outside of, close to the city of Rome. And there's been a lot of consternation over that. A lot of anxiety and a lot of horror over what could happen in a modern day era when we have all the electronics on ships and we have ships that are built better than they were 100 years ago. And how could this happen? Well, it appeared that seemingly no one was listening. The captain, apparently the crew, weren't really following the instruments as far as it can be told right now. In fact, we heard that the captain was the first one off the ship when it started sinking. And they arrested him. He's in jail right now. So what am I alluding to this for? Because in today's reading, we heard in that first reading about Samuel. He was given a call. He didn't know where it was coming from. He sought the answer from Eli. And he told him, listen. And he did that three different times. And then the third time, the prophet told him that, if the Lord speaks, tell him what you should say to him. Lord, I'm here. I'm waiting. I'm listening. I'm at your disposal. So we come to the gospel. These disciples of Jesus, they're looking for an answer. They're with John the Baptist at the start. But then they're good men. They're looking. They're seeking. They're looking for answers. And Jesus gave them an invitation. Come and see for yourself. And they did just that. They follow Jesus. And that's why we're here, because countless other people listened to a voice, as Samuel did, as the disciples of Jesus did, and they made an impact in the world. Christianity for 2,000 years has been one of the greatest impacts in the history of the world, because people listened. They followed the Lord's voice. They did what was right. We don't know what happened in 1912. We don't know what they were doing on board that ship, but apparently they seem to have been negligent too when it struck the iceberg. They were given forewarnings, they were told different things they could have done, but they ignored all those things. They even turned off the radios that they had because they were so confident that the ship would never be sunk. Or maybe that was what the people on that ship or the officers of the ship that went down off of Rome thought too. And then the tragedy, as it's coming out from many of the passengers, they were told to go this way, they were told to go that way. Some of the crew told them to stay in their rooms, you know, and they couldn't believe that they'd be given this type of advice with the ship turning over and sideways and sinking. How could they do that? Go to their rooms and eventually drown. Well, there are a lot of people who are still missing before, and they probably believe they'll find them in their cabins where they were told to go. So all of us have a chance to not only listen to God as we're doing today in the readings, whenever we come to Mass, but we also have a chance to listen to His call in our daily lives. We know many of us are called in different ways. We know a lot of grandparents, a lot of older people are called upon to help their children, help their grandchildren, either financially or maybe even moving in with you. I'm sure many people are wondering about your economy. What's going to take off in this present year? What are we going to have left? What are we going to do? And I'm sure we're all listening to which candidate are we going to choose. The Republicans are having the conferences. They want everybody to listen to them. They all seem to have messages for them, oftentimes contradictory. And then we're going to have the Democrats do that eventually. So by the end of this year, we may have a completely new government or a present one. But whatever it is, each and every one of us will be called upon to do something. So we're all given a call to respond. To respond in our own personal lives, but even in the lives of our nation, in the lives of the world. But I'm sure as members of a parish, St. Claude's or St. Tecla's, I'm sure we're all being called to do something. to make our parish what it should be. Not one of those we read about in the papers that another parish is closed. The prisoners just walked away, or they weren't interested anymore, or they allowed their parish to die. So we're given calls by God. We can say yes, as Samuel did. We can look deeper, as the disciples of Jesus did. They came and followed Jesus. They didn't know too much about him, but they wanted to find out. They were open, and they followed, and they listened, and that's why we're here today. Say the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died in the buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. So with confidence this evening, let us now present our petitions before him.
Church, that we may introduce others to Christ through our lives, deeds, and words, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders of government, that God will awaken within their hearts insights into the deepest needs of those whom they serve and help them develop policies that will promote the common good, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For young people confused about which path to follow, that they may come to recognize their particular abilities and choose wisely, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Christian unity, that in this week of prayer for Christian unity, Christ's disciples may bear renewed witness to our unity as members of his one body, and so inspire others to come and see Jesus, the Lamb of God in our midst, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, especially Chris Hawken, that they may know the comforting and renewing touch of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the deceased, especially Barbara Marlowe and the souls in purgatory, that they may now see the Lord's face, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and those intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father, pour down your blessings upon all your people. Help us to live our lives in prayer as your faithful followers. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Oh,
we are doing today may be truly acceptable to God, our eternal Father. Father, may we celebrate this Eucharist with reverence and love, for when we proclaim the death of the Lord, we continue the work of his redemption, for he is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us all give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Father, all-powerful, ever-living God, we do want always everywhere to give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Out of love for sinful mankind, he humbled himself to be born of the Virgin. By suffering at the cross, he freed us from unending death. By rising from the dead, he gave us eternal life. And so now, with all the choirs of angels in heaven, we proclaim your glory and join in the unending hymn of praise. Jesus took the chalice, and gave thanks and praise for this. He gave this chalice to his disciples and said to them, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. This will be shed for you and for people everywhere, so that sins may be forgiven. As often as you gather to do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mysteries of our faith. Who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. But remember your people throughout the world, make us grow together in love for each other, together with the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, Father Benedict, our Bishop, and all the people of God everywhere. Remember all the people from this parish, as well as for those whom this Mass has been offered today. Bring them all into the light of your presence. And mercy on us too, Father, make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles and saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Why? 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 Why?
keep us faithful to you. Watch over us, keep us from anxiety, and let us wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
In the kingdom of the power of our Lord and
our Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, I give you peace, and my peace I give to you. Do not look upon our sins, but upon the faith of your church. Grant all of us here peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with all of you. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Away the sins of the world, and happy we call to this meal. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Only say the word, and I shall be healed. Divine Mother Jesus.
For communion, let us say, Behold the Lamb.
We who died.
Shepherd me, O God, number 497.
Announcement. I'm Deacon Tom from here at St. Thecla's, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the parish mission that we're going to have starting March 4th. We're very pleased to have Deacon Alex Jones come in and give the mission for us during this Lenten season. I don't know Deacon Alex I don't know him personally, but I've heard him speak and I've read his book. And I can promise you a fantastic mission through Deacon Alex Jones. So I invite you to attend. And in order to help you remember to maybe keep the date open, my wife Connie and I will be in the back passing out these little buttons. You'll be proud to wear them and keep the date open and read the lantern for more updates as to the parish mission. Thank you. Also, please see the lantern for the faith-sharing questions of the week and for more details upon upcoming parish events.
Let us bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. Our Heavenly Father, grant peace in our hearts, truth in our lips, and love in everything we do this week. Amen.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless all of us here. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from here in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thank you. As we are sent forth, let us sing the Church's One Foundation, number 415.
Christ her Lord, she is.
Thank you.